Track 15, David Clayton Meets. Now, how many times have you said to yourself, what on earth has happened to that such and such? I know it's here somewhere. Well, this is what David Clayton has been asking himself. What is it you can't find, David?
Here's a confession. I've always been a petrol head. Now, that's the term generally used for people who are sort of reasonably fanatical about motor racing and everything to do with it. I've always loved motor racing, the excitement of the cars, overtaking, sometimes crashing. But as much as for the cars, it's for Murray Walker's brilliant commentary back in the day. He made it exciting. He had the voice which described motor racing. If two things were ever perfectly matched, those are the sound of car engines revving up and Murray Walker's voice. So I arranged back in the 80s with a friend to go to the German Grand Prix, Formula One Grand Prix. It was being held at the Nürburgring, so we went by car on the ferry through Belgium down into Germany to cover the German Grand Prix for BBC Radio Norfolk. And why would a little local radio station cover the Grand Prix? Well, we had the Lotus Formula One team with drivers Elio De Angelis and Ayrton Senna. They were based at Hethel, weren't they? So that was one good reason to cover it. And the then very young Martin Brundle, in about his second or third year in Formula One, driving for the Tyrrell team. Martin comes from Gayton near King's Lynn. So we wanted to cover both of those, and we arranged with the teams to get access to the drivers. And we got passes. In those days it was quite easy, passes to the paddock and the pit lane on the practice day on the Saturday and the race day on the Sunday. Quite a thrill. And I thought, and of course being the BBC, the way of getting our reports back, we could use the BBC communication system, because Murray Walker would be commentating and the BBC would be set up there with all the equipment, so we could borrow a little bit to send the audio back. Anyway, we get to the Nürburgring. I do interviews with Martin Brundle, Ken Tyrrell, his boss at the time, because he drove for the Tyrrell team, and the boss of Lotus, Peter Waugh, and the two drivers. And all this tape, you know, on cassette, and we went to try and do a report back to BBC Radio Norfolk, found the BBC commentary box where I thought James Hunt will be in there, along with Murray Walker. It was the one Grand Prix that Murray wasn't doing, although James Hunt was there, but he was off having a drink, as James Hunt would. So I didn't see any commentators in the BBC commentary box, but we did send back the material over their line back to London, and that was fine. So, of course, I've got an interview, a very long, quite studious interview, quite revealing interview with Ayrton Senna, who spoke reasonably good English but was very serious, and an interview with Elio De Angelis, a quite glamorous, good-looking, man-about-town Formula One driver, and several interviews with Martin Brundle. So we got all those, and I came back with them on cassette and dubbed them onto reel-to-reel tape, and we broadcast them. And subsequently, of course, Elio De Angelis, the glamorous Lotus driver, was killed in a crash. And then, of course, in the 90s, we lost Ayrton Senna at Imola with that infamous crash where his Williams car went into the wall and, you know, he died almost immediately or soon after. And, of course, I'd got interviews with them both. And I remember thinking, well, I don't know where they are, but I'll find them. So I had a quick cursory look, couldn't find them. Of course, many years later, on anniversaries of Ayrton Senna's death, and he's become, obviously, even more legendary, the longer we are away from when he tragically died. And I thought, well, I've got the interview. But where have I got the interview? Where's the cassette I brought back? I've got a box of cassettes. I've been through them three or four times. I've even played them through in case the labelling was wrong. Can I find my Ayrton Senna interview? No, I can't. I remember he said all sorts of profound things about motor racing and facing the dangers of it, but I can't find the interview. But the memory of that German Grand Prix will stay with me forever.
Oh dear, David, I think you'll just have to keep looking.